Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio, smart thinking. Ben Starr with you today. Well, Shannon McNeil has an interesting job. She's looking at the change of seasons, and she works at the wellness supervisor and senior naturopath at Gwingana. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So when we were looking at the seasons, like I'll give you an example. Yesterday I was coming home from work and all of a sudden I looked up and I thought, oh, the sun's changing. Winter's on its way. I can't stand winter. And all of a sudden you start to feel quite weird. Is that part of the change of the season?
It might be a drop in your serotonin, but as we move into winter, we've actually got to consider that we will start eating heavier foods.
Yeah.
And we do need to maintain through winter warmer foods. It's actually more important to keep supporting your digestion.
Yep.
One hot tip that I often use with clients at the retreat is getting them to have a squeeze of lemon mm-hmm. every morning in some warm water, and that can actually stimulate digestion as we move through the winter months when we do start to feel a little bit more sluggish.
Now, what about the psychology, though, of the seasons? That must affect a lot of people. Do you see spikes in depression around winter, or is it pretty much the same all year round?
Yeah, spikes in depression do happen in winter, and that's because we reduce our serotonin levels,
uh-huh.
which we actually stimulate from being out in the sunshine, particularly mm-hmm. first thing in the morning. That sends a message to our brain to make serotonin, our happy hormone.
Yep.
So we know through winter that that does decline, and it is strongly related to the Northern Hemisphere with people experiencing seasonal affective disorder, which is simply a deficiency in serotonin.
Mm.
So we can boost serotonin quite easily by making sure we eat our protein foods,
okay.
particularly chicken, particularly turkey,
yep.
Particularly nuts and seeds, anything with what we call amino acids or proteins. So that will maintain your serotonin, and we will still get a little bit of stimulation if we get out and exercise in the morning with some sunshine.
Now, what about people that have all the allergy problems? I mean, I never got allergies until I got into my late 30s, and then all of a sudden, I'm like the allergy king. How would that happen?
Allergies are very common with a transition in season, different pollens. We do know there's a genetic component to allergies, but there's definitely an environmental mm-hmm. component. So my hot tips are to keep up your turmeric levels. So turmeric is a lovely little herb or spice, essentially, that you can access as a powder or as a root or rhizome. It's a little bit similar to ginger.
Yeah, turmeric,
I suggest to take turmeric every day.
What, just with your food?
With food,
yep,
you can make it also as a tea, so you just can chop it up like you would with ginger,
yep.
Scoop it in some hot water and drink it as a tea.
Mm-hmm.
That turmeric is fantastic. Lots of human trials now proving its worth as an antioxidant, also as an anti-cancer component, but because of its, it will reduce your histamine levels. And so does topping up your vitamin C levels. Vitamin C naturally helps you to detox histamine out of your body, and it's histamine that causes the allergy response.
Oh, okay. Now, when we're looking at your job and what you do there at the Gwingana retreat place, what are the major things that come through the door around this time of the year as we start to head into winter, like with your clients?
With clients, we always see a lot of fatigue. People are quite stressed these days.
Mm-hmm.
We do see people with, I guess, allergy problems. We do see people with weight issues.
Mm.
We see people that are wanting support with fertility. And just general well-being.
Mm.
Just general well-being, wanting to feel better.
So that was Shannon McNeil from the Wellness Supervisor, and, of course, she's the Senior Naturopath at Gwingana Retreat, the health retreat there. For more details, jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.